This is LA's home for the Dodgers.
Somehow makes the play.
And you're listening to Off-Season Dodger Talk.
He bobbles it, which falls face first, somehow picks it up, throws behind his back with his face in the dirt, throw to first base to Gonzalez and makes the play.
Call 866-987-2570 and talk to your host, Tim Kaines.
Greetings, everybody, and welcome to Nissan Dodger Talk here on your home of the Dodgers, AM 570, LA Sports. Hope you're well. Hope you're staying dry out there as it continues to rain in parts of Southern California. 866-987-2570 is our telephone number. We're here until the bottom of the hour, 7:30, as we walk you up to UCLA basketball. Tracy Murray, Josh Lewin will have the call pregame at 7:30. Tip-off from Pauley Pavilion. UCLA, ranked number 2 in the country, taking on Western Michigan. That game will tip off at 8 o'clock. And wouldn't you know it, I'll be back after the game with Nissan Bruin Talk. But for the next 30 minutes or so, we're talking Dodgers baseball. The hot stove is a hot for the Dodgers. It's been a busy offseason already for Andrew Friedman and his crew. They've already made some big-time moves, most of which have been retaining guys from last year's roster and bringing back their closer, Kenley Jansen, bringing back Justin Turner. Both of those deals agreed to by the teams and the players. No press conferences have happened as of yet. Physicals have been taken. They did officially sign Rich Hill to a 3-year, $48 million deal. That was back at the baseball winter meetings. Dodgers busy making some trades as well. So long, Chuch Ruiz. It was good to get to know you for those first couple of months that you were here, as he gets sent in a trade in the offseason, as does Howie Kendrick. He goes to the Philadelphia Phillies in a trade. So the Dodgers making some deals. Scott Kazmir not opting out of his deal. Why would he? Making a ton of money to stay with the Dodgers. So it's been a busy offseason so far for the Dodgers. But the offseason is not over. The Dodgers still have some moves that they need to make. And my question for you for the next half an hour or so here on Nissan Dodger Talk is, we're in the holiday season. We're in the Christmas season. What do you want, Dodger fans, for your Dodgers this Christmas? What gift would you like Santa Friedman and Santa Farhan to bring this Dodgers team this holiday season? Is it another bullpen arm? Is it a second baseman? Is it a big-time bat in left field? What is it you would want for your Dodgers this holiday season? 866-987-2570. 866-987-2570 is our phone number again here on Nissan Dodger Talk. Tim Cates in for David Vasse. He will be back next week, right here on AM 570 LA Sports, just getting a much-deserved night off as we had a shortened show, an abbreviated edition of Nissan Dodger Talk leading up to UCLA basketball. The Dodgers, again, very busy this offseason. But, folks, spring training is still a month and a half away. The Dodgers don't report to Camelback Ranch until mid-February. Pitchers and catchers first, and then position players, the 40 guys on the 40-man roster, and then everybody else in the minor leagues will fall in after that. And then a month in Arizona for spring training, and then they'll officially start the season around the 1st of April. The Dodgers, though, still trying to tinker with this roster going into the 2017 season. Two games away from going to the World Series. Two games away from bringing back a championship and a possible championship and going to a World Series since 1988. The Dodgers, in my opinion, have been one of the teams that have won the offseason. Now, we've seen what winning the offseason has done for teams in the past, most notably in the division, the Arizona Diamondbacks, going out, overspending for Zach Greinke, making some moves, trying to compete in the NL West, obviously backfired on their end. 2 years ago, the story of baseball this offseason, 2 years ago, was the San Diego Padres and what they did, bringing James Shields in, and what they did in acquiring Matt Kemp, and what they were doing in San Diego, loading up to make a run in the NL West. Well, it completely backfired in their face. They have since changed management. They have since changed their manager. Front office stuff is guys have been moved around, and they've completely gutted their roster. did not work. The Dodgers, with that all being said, have been one of the teams this year that have won the offseason. But it hasn't been a case where they've gone out and just spent, gone out and just reacted to what other teams are doing, or gone out and made unnecessary moves just for the sake of making moves. This is a Dodgers team that realized what they had, what they needed for next year, and realized those pieces. That closer, Kenley Jansen, that third baseman, Justin Turner, that other top-level starter in Rich Hill were glaring them right in the face. And all they needed to do was re-sign them, take care of them, pay them, and bring them back into a Dodger uniform. And that's exactly what they did. They didn't go out, get into a huge bidding wars. They took their time. Calmer heads prevailed here, so to speak. They didn't go out and just rush and say, oh, the Nationals. Oh, no, panic time. The Marlins are going after Kenley. Let's just throw the bank at him. They took their time, waited out the process. A lot of Dodger fans were kind of getting a little antsy, weren't you? When is Kenley going to sign? What's going on with Justin Turner? Well, we can't let him go to San Francisco. No way we can let him go to St. Louis in Justin Turner's case. Well, the Dodgers played patient, went out, saw the free agent market, realized what they could get as far as trades, and very wisely went out and gave very lucrative but responsible deals to a Justin Turner, 4 years, $64 million. Very respectable. That's a lot of money in my world. I get it. A lot of money in your world. I understand. But in the world of baseball, 4 years, $64 million for a guy who has put up career numbers and a guy who can be a power-hitting third baseman for you, it's a good deal. It's a good deal in the world of baseball. Rich Hill, rewarded for what he's done, 3 years, $48 million, and you hope he can just continue with the style of pitcher that he is, stay injury-free, and be a guy who can be consistently out there giving you innings and going out there and getting you wins. And lastly, Kenley Jansen. Kenley Jansen was a must, in my opinion. Justin Turner was the guy they needed to bring back. Kenley Jansen, right behind him. And they very wisely waited him out, very wisely presented him what was a fair, very fair deal. 5 years, $80 million. Reportedly, the Washington Nationals had offered more. Supposedly, the Miami Marlins were hot after him. Don Mattingly and crew down there, Tim Walk, those guys trying to bring him in. Well, he got married. Cooler heads prevailed. And he re-signed with the Dodgers. They, to me, have won the offseason. And they did so without going out and having to make a huge splash and say, look at us. Look what we're doing over here in L.A. Look what we're doing in the baseball world. We're the Padres. We're signing everybody and spending a lot of money. It backfired. Oh, we're the Diamondbacks. We're spending a lot of money. Backfired. No. Dodgers kept the pieces in place. Kept the guys they had. Made sure they held on to their closer, Kenley Jansen. Made sure they brought back Justin Turner. And also made sure they took care of Rich Hill, a guy who could be another left-handed starter at the top of the rotation. But for you Dodger fans, what do you want for the Dodgers for this Christmas? They still need a second baseman. They still need bullpen help. There are still moves to be made. Just because it's the holiday season doesn't mean the world of baseball completely shuts down. We're going to see a lot of guys still signing after the new year. You're going to see a flurry of signings in the world of baseball now that some of the quote-unquote big dogs, high-priced free agents out there, have signed already this offseason. Everybody else will kind of slide and slot into place as far as money, years, and where they're going to go. How's that going to play out for the Dodgers? I still think they're going to go out there and make some moves as far as free agency is concerned, because you're always looking to bolster this roster. And right now, glaring need at second base, glaring need in the bullpen. Those are the two things I still think the Dodgers are going to go out and look to improve and look to get help at. What do you do at second base? Huge question. To me, if I'm looking for a gift for the Dodgers, what do I want Santa to bring the Dodgers? What do I want this holiday season for the Dodgers? I want a second baseman. 866-987-2570. 866-987-2570. We go to Sam in Orange. is going to kick things off here on Nissan Dodger Talk. Hi, Sam.
Hey, how's it going tonight?
Good.
I want a second baseman, too. Ryan Dozier would be great. He brings the power. He's hit leadoff before. And I think the Dodgers should consider trading some of these prospects to get Dozier and maybe even get McCutcheon.
Okay, you just said it. You just said you'd like to see the Dodgers trade some of these prospects. Are there guys that are off limits in your mind, or does it matter to you which prospects those are to go out and get a 29-year-old power-hitting second baseman in Brian Dozier?
Well, you got Verdugo and Bollinger, right? Those are the untouchable guys in the minors. I say deal them both. It's going to get you back Dozier and a McCutcheon. Maybe you prioritize the pitching with De Leon and Urias, but if you can bring back two all-star level bats to go with Agon, Seager, and Turner, maybe you just go all in these next 2 years, try to win a World Series.
Sam, I appreciate the phone call. You bring up Brian Dozier's name, and I want to hear from you more Dodger fans, 866-987-2570. The great John Heyman from MLB Network had a post earlier today in saying that the Dodgers and the Twins right now, they're at a standstill in the Dozier trade talks. David Vasse, I know, has been on this for weeks now, has been updating you here on Dodger Talk, has been talking to you about it on the station as well with Petros and Money in L.A. today, was live at the baseball winter meetings in our nation's capital of Washington, D.C. He's got his finger on the pulse of what's going on. He knows these people inside and out who are making these deals on both sides and throughout baseball. And he's been on top of this, I think, since the get-go about Brian Dozier. And now John Heyman nationally talking about it today said that the Dodgers and the Twins may have agreed upon Jose De Leon to be part of the package, okay? Again, this doesn't mean anything by far as close to being done. All John Heyman is saying, and Jeff Passan from Yahoo also talking about this earlier today, Baseball Insider, that reportedly the Dodgers and Twins may have agreed upon Jose De Leon, one of the Dodger young pitchers, to be a part of a package for Brian Dozier, who, again, 29-year-old, right-handed hitting, power-hitting, second baseman, can hit in different spots in the lineup for you. 43 home runs last season, 136 OPS. Brian Dozier would be a fantastic fit for this Dodgers team. Now, if they are able to make a trade for him, because reportedly it's been out there for a few weeks, you have to wonder if the Twins are trying to get more out of the Dodgers, trying to milk them a little bit more for prospects, or if they're actually going around and trying to shop the Dodgers' reported offer for another offer and then maybe come back to the Dodgers, try to sweeten that deal up a little bit more. That's kind of how what it works in the world of sports. Ian Kinsler's another name that could be out there if Brian Dozier is not a possibility and a trade, which is, again, all reportedly out there, isn't able to work out. Logan Forsythe is a guy out there from the Tampa Bay Rays. Similar age, doesn't have the power that Brian Dozier had last season. Brian Dozier's an interesting guy. A 29-year-old, played college, I believe, at Southern Miss, is a guy who went to the College Baseball World Series. Gosh, it's been, 2009, 2008, I think it was, for Southern Miss. A guy who has made his way up to the big league level. Was an all-star, not last year, but in 2015. And his numbers have just continually climbed and skyrocketed in his time in the major leagues. To see what he's done as far as bringing up his power numbers the last three seasons is tremendous. You hope he can continue that steady upward trend, or if not, just continue to maintain what he did this past season. And whether or not he's on the Dodgers or not, if the Dodgers did have him, they would be absolutely in love with a second baseman with that kind of power. That would be a great Christmas present for the Dodgers. A second baseman with power. A second baseman that can help contribute to the power numbers of this Dodgers team, and also be a guy who could also be a pretty good defensive second baseman for him. Chase Utley, to me, last year, I think he kind of maxed out with his numbers. The production you got from a Chase Utley at his age, I think you saw him kind of trend downwards the last 2 months of the season. You saw him get to a great start the first half of the season and post-All-Star break, but then the numbers started to come down a little bit. A guy who maybe can't be an everyday second baseman anymore, certainly got off to a great start, but you saw the numbers kind of come down. I don't think he can maintain those high numbers like he did this last 2016 season. I don't think he can do that for even as long as he did in 2017. That's why he's a guy who's still out there. And I think he could be a fallback guy for a team like the Dodgers or maybe a team like the Angels out there looking for some veteran presence at second base and a veteran's presence in that clubhouse. Let's not forget what Chase Utley meant last year to Corey Seager. And Corey Seager talked about him a lot, especially when he won the NL Rookie of the Year award, talking about having Justin Turner to his right and leaning on a guy like Chase Utley and even Howie Kendrick at times to his left, how much that helped him. 866-987-2570. It is the holiday season here on Nissan Dodger Talk. What do you want for your Dodgers this holiday Christmas season? We go to Hector in Inglewood is next up on Nissan Dodger Talk. Hi, Hector.
Hey, how's it going, Tim?
Good.
I want a second baseman and a second baseman and a pitcher to help out Grant, to help out Kershaw. That'd be nice. So that's what I want.
All right, Hector. I appreciate it. Thanks for checking in. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you. I think the Rich Hill signing is probably going to be it as far as big time starting pitcher for the Dodgers and what they're going to go out and get. I think the needs now for the Dodgers are clearly at second base and clearly to help out this bullpen. They've got a lot of pitching depth now as far as starters going into 2017. This is just my gut feeling is that now the competition begins. Now the competition begins to see who else is going to be in that rotation with Rich Hill and with Clayton Kershaw. Is Hyung-Jin Ryu going to be healthy? What are they going to get out of the guys that are the young guys that have helped out this team, the Striplings, the Julio Uriases? I think it's now time for these guys. They need to go out in spring training and win jobs on this Dodgers rotation. I don't think by any means the five-man rotation is set in stone. I don't think in any means spots 3, 4, and 5 are set in stone for this Dodgers rotation. I think at this point, if I'm the Dodgers, I want to see who's going to go out and win it. Who's going to go out there and want that ball every 5 days from the group of players that the Dodgers have? Will it be a Kenta Maeda? Will he come back and have a great second season with the Dodgers? Sure would love to have that as a guy who could be a right-handed starter for him and was so reliable during the regular season. Will it be a Brock Stewart? Will he even be around? Julio Urias? There's a lot of young arms. Jose De Leon, if he's still with the team. There's a lot of young arms for this Dodgers team and this rotation. You can never have too much pitching. But it'll be nice to go into spring training having a competition, so to speak, to see who wants to be in that five-man rotation for the Dodgers. 866-987-2570. Will Santa bring the Dodgers a second baseman this year? We go to Andrew in Reseda. How you doing, Andrew?
Hey, good. How are you, Tim?
Good.
So I was thinking the Dodgers have had a hole in left field for a couple of years now. What do you think about those old rumors of Yasiel Puig and Ryan Braun coming over here and maybe a lower level arm?
That you have to give up for Ryan Braun or you're getting back?
Yeah. We get Ryan Braun.
Get Ryan Braun for a Puig and another arm. I got you. I appreciate the phone call, Andrew. Ryan Braun, 33, won't be 34 until next offseason. Oh, 300 hitter constantly. 30 home runs, 90 RBIs. I'll take it. Where do I sign up for that? I don't care about his contract. Heck, you know what? I'm willing to put behind what he did a few years ago in lying and in reality taking away Matt Kemp's MVP trophy that season. I'm willing to go ahead and let bygones be bygones. If it meant Ryan Braun was in the everyday lineup for the Dodgers playing left field, absolutely. To have that power in left field, to have that right-handed bat. As Hector mentioned, yeah, there was a lot of discussion at the trade deadline and even at the August 31st waiver trade deadline about a Ryan Braun deal with the Dodgers. Reportedly, again, according to Bob Nightingale, USA Today baseball insider, very, very tapped into what's going on, the Dodgers were close to a deal with the Milwaukee Brewers. In fact, Ryan Braun was kind of thinking it was going to happen. And the other pieces in the trade, reportedly, Yasiel Puig and one of the young arms for the Dodgers, not being Julio Urias. I'd revisit that, absolutely. Absolutely. If it may get Ryan Braun, I am okay. Me, Tim, I'm okay with giving up Yasiel Puig and one of the young right-handed arms. I'm okay with that. If it's a De Leon, I hate to see him go. Ross Stripling, hate to see him go. Brock Stewart, would hate to see him go. But if it meant giving up one of the young arms and a Yasiel Puig for a Ryan Braun, sign me up any day of the week. We continue here on Nissan Dodger Talk, 866-987-2570, 866-987-2570, as we get you ready for UCLA basketball at the bottom of the hour. UCLA taking on Western Michigan. UCLA number two in the country, 12-0 on the season. If they win tonight, it'll be the first time since 1995. Didn't something happen in 1995 for UCLA basketball? Well, that was the last time they went undefeated in non-conference play. We go out to Bill in Salt Lake City, Utah, where there's lots of snow right now. How you doing, Bill?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
There's one thing I want to ask you. I'm a diehard Dodger fan.
Okay.
But I think we're behind right now since San Francisco signed this reliever from the Nats. Am I right or am I wrong?
Melanson, yeah. I don't think so. I think the fact that the Dodgers re-signed Kenley Jansen, I would have him in my bullpen any day of the week. There's no doubt the Giants' bullpen a year ago was a ticking time bomb and lost a lot of games for them, and a lot of games against the Dodgers and in the division they lost because of that bullpen. That's going to help them. To have a guy down there they can rely upon in the ninth inning is certainly going to help them, but if you're talking about arm for arm, I think the Dodgers got the better one in Kenley Jansen.
Okay, well, that's what I wanted to know. Thanks a lot.
All right, I appreciate the phone call, Bill. We go to Matt in Agoura Hills is next up on Nissan Dodger Talk. How you doing, Matt?
Good, are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, go ahead.
I just wanted to know, I'm a big Jose De Leon. I got some of his cards and stuff invested in him. So I was wondering, what do you think the chances are that he gets traded?
I think there could be a good chance, Matt, and I appreciate the phone call. Could be a good chance because that's the rumored name in the deal for Brian Dozier. Now, the deal has kind of been out there and talked about. Again, I mentioned earlier, David Batse has been all over it for the better part of a month, almost 5 weeks now, about the possibility of getting a Brian Dozier from Minnesota. And according to John Heyman today from MLB Network and Jeff Passan from Yahoo, according to these guys, the one name that has been agreed upon as far as maybe a prospect going back would be Jose De Leon from the Dodgers to the Twins. We go to Manuel and Gardena as our final call here on this abbreviated edition of Nissan Dodger Talk. How you doing, Manuel?
Hey, Kate. Merry Christmas to you and your
Merry
family.
Christmas to you, man.
Squeezing me in. All I want for Christmas is for this management group of Friedman and Farhan to make the deal that they are comfortable with, because for the last, you know, I'd say 12 months, they've had that Midas touch. Luckily, I'd rather have Kinsler, to be honest, because I think he won't fetch as many of our prospects, and I want to keep guys like De Leon, but, you know, it's a pipe dream, man. We're going to have to give up something. So, go Dodgers.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate the phone call. I'll just add a little bit to that. I would, if it meant giving up a Jose De Leon, and I hate to see Jose go, and another prospect, I'd do it. I'd do it, folks. Brian Dozier's that good. I think he'd be an absolute perfect fit for this Dodgers team. Perfect fit for this Dodgers team. All right, that's going to do it. Thanks to Ronnie Fascio. Thanks to you, Dodger fans. It was a short one. I told you it would be. It was an abbreviated edition of Nissan Dodger Talk. That's why we gave Dave the night off, so we can rest his voice and be back with you next week. I'll be back with you after the UCLA basketball game tonight. Pre-game coming up in just a couple of minutes. Tip-off is at 8 o'clock. UCLA out of Pauley Pavilion getting ready to take on Western Michigan. Josh Lewin and Tracy Murray have the call next. So long, everybody.